Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show podcast, number 937A, the news of the week, and what you can do about it. CBD oil is everywhere, but is it safe or is it healthy? We've got answers for you and a real test. We tested 60 samples. Yeah, you'd be surprised what's in them. Air pollution is killing more people, they think, than smoking. Why is this? This is totally new. What does it mean for you? HIPAA filters. Trans fat bans are good for the heart. I'll show you the data. This is really remarkable. Thank them and don't let someone repeal this change. Genes may explain why some people on the pill still get pregnant. That's right. You can test now and find out if you need a higher amount of birth control pills because you've got a fast metabolizer of that, if you will, estrogen that protects. Mom loved to cook until depression laid her low. Could the right foods cure her? And depression and suicide rates are rising sharply in young Americans. This is one reason why. Let's get to it. So air pollution is killing more people than smoking. Why? That's new. It's because those small particles, the under 2.5s, which were thought not to have harmful effects, now are shown to have major effects on inflammation in you. And this has more than doubled the number of people that get heart attacks and strokes related to pollution. The message, get a HIPAA filter. Get one of those high particulate air filters in your home. And then don't be, if you get a move further from the freeway. Don't use wood stove burning in your house unless it's enclosed. But it's not good to do it anyway because the pollution will go someplace in your neighborhood and you may get your friends in the neighborhood sick or they may get you sick if they use a wood burner. PM 2.5 to 10, we've always known those are hazardous. And that's what's usually measured in the air pollution statistics. Basic message, try and avoid living close to where diesel trucks and cars exist. Further away from the freeway, 7 blocks is what we recommend. CBD oil is everywhere, but is it really safe and healthy? The answer is we don't know. There's only a couple of studies with CBD oil, and that's in the medical drugs. All those others, when you test them, they randomly have CBD or not in them. That's right. We did 60 samples, 20 in New York, 20 in Denver, 10 in San Francisco, 10 in LA. Out of the 60, 32 had no CBD oil in it and no THC. It was sold to you as vegetable oil or whatever. Ooh, how does it work then? Placebo response. Remember, 2/3 of us, if you put on some oil on a joint, you'll feel better because you're healing anyway and not using that joint. Of the other 28 people, remember, 32 had nothing in it. 28, roughly half of it, had CBD and THC. You don't want that. They're giving you something that gets psychic effects. And of the remaining half, only one out of the 14 had even within 10% of what was on the label in the bottle. Thus, CBD, Wild West, buyer beware. We don't have any standards. Anyone can say they got CBD oil in their thing when they have it or not. There is no standard. Buyer beware. I don't know what to recommend, but I would say wait till we get something good before you buy CBD oil because we have no idea. And as I said, more than half of the things bought in stores in New York, Denver, San Francisco, and L.A. combined, more than half of those had no CBD oil in it. Depression and suicide rates are rising sharply. Between 2009 and 2017, the rate of depression among children aged 14 to 17 increased by 60%, and it's increasing roughly that amount in all ages up to age 21. While not all the evidence is consistent, a substantial amount shows that it is not talking to people, not making relationships. So it isn't that the technology causes it, but we go to the technology instead of going and making friends. Get friends face-to-face, not Facebook friends. And another thing that's happening is women are getting more of this, especially if they're working long hours, and there is no safe space to defervesce. We're responsible for answering our email and et cetera, text at 24/7. Don't do it. Wait. Next item, if you will, relates to time of delivery in the hospital. If you can avoid it, don't have a kid in July and August. Complication rates much higher than in May and June. Thought related to new interns, residents in the hospital. We talked about this already briefly. You have some genes that cause fast metabolism in a few people of the birth control pill estrogen. That means you're not protected. What is the answer? It is get tested genetically before you get on the birth control pill or ring to see if you should get a higher dose of that. It's about 20%. It's a CYP3A71C genetic variation that causes this fast metabolism. CYP3A71C. Didn't think I could remember that, did you? The next article that's important, I was talking offline to my producer. Trans fats, since they've been banned, what's happened? Well, they declined between 50 and 60% in New York City where they're banned. They haven't declined at all in some other cities in New York State where they aren't banned. And that apparently has been good because it decreases cholesterol levels and increases healthy cholesterol levels when they've been banned. Breast size, the larger breasts decrease exercise in women. Survey showed, what does that mean? Well, it means that you, if you're going to exercise and you're a woman with larger breasts, get fitted for not one, but two or three sports bras and wear them simultaneously to keep from getting pain when you're running. Apparently, larger breast women get pain after running, and getting two or three of these sports bras that fit and that are fitted for this can help immobilize the breast and make it much less painful after you've exercised or done an elliptical. Childhood cancer survivors at high risk for skin malignancies, make sure if your child has survived or if you're a young adult who survived or even an old adult who survived a childhood cancer, see a dermatologist. The next story that has some implication for us this week is one from the university, one of the great universities, the University of Rochester, and it talks about the things to know about sperm and fertility. And it says that outside the male body, sperm live approximately 72 hours. Inside the reproductive tract, they live about 48 hours outside the male body, but not inside the female, but a little longer, 50% longer, 3 days living inside. Heavy alcohol use, obesity, and cigarette smoking decrease sperm viability and functioning. My favorite thing is sperm are like football players, meaning some are tackles and blockers, whereas others are throwing the sperm into the egg. So there are different functions for these, in fact. Ready or not, you sprung forward, 20% increase in auto accidents, 8 to 18% of heart attacks and strokes. No reason to do it. I'm for no longer having a change in daylight savings time. Keeping the same time seems logical to me, but I don't know the energy stuff relating to it. Could the right foods decrease depression? The answer is maybe, but it is salmon, nuts, avocados. Those are the ones that are best. Regular turkey sandwiches, bowl of nuts, dark chocolate. Those are things that help. But again, you can find out more in What to Eat When. Our book talks about all the foods that help you with easing depression. and how to get them, what great recipes to make so they taste great as well as are great for you. The story that I don't know an answer to is what to do about tinnitus. We don't know what to do about it, but we do know wear earplugs to protect. I've even started taking to wearing earplugs on planes. The engine noise seems so loud to me. But in any case, protect your hearing. Much easier to protect than to repair your hearing. We don't have good solution for that constant ringing in your ear that's called tinnitus. I think that's the key stories of the week and what to do about them. I don't think there's another one. The risk factors you can control for stroke is the other story. High blood pressure, diabetes, high LDL cholesterol, lack of exercise, heavy alcohol use, diet drinks, smoking. Those are the things you can control, as well as stress and illicit drug use, and using aspirin and doing speed of processing games. We should do a separate podcast on keeping your brain young, and we will do one in a week or two, I promise. Key short today, remember, if you're buying CBD oil, more than 50% of the CBD oils we bought in three different cities had no CBD in it, and half of the remainder had THC in it. And a whole bunch that had some CBD had no place near the concentration on the label. If you're having a great effect from CBD, congratulations. You may be getting a placebo effect. Whatever effect you're getting, if you're getting an effect, that's a great news story. Thanks very much for listening. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD. Ben did the great engineering, but you downloaded us. Thanks very much. Tell your friends about us. We'll be back next week with the news of the week and what it means to you. And remember, the guest this week, I didn't even tell you about the guest this week. You'll want to listen to it. It's Lisa Davis, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. And yeah, she knows a lot about sex as well as food. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week.